Welcome to the Right Sell Succeed podcast, where it's all about the message you convey that compels your customers to pay. And now, here's your host, Gloria Rand.
Welcome to Right Sell Succeed. I am Gloria Rand, your host of the podcast, and I wanted to share with you something a little bit different today. I'm not focusing so much on our marketing message, but I wanted to be able to deal with a little bit more about the other part of the title of the podcast, which is succeed and how to be able to be successful in business one of the key ways that I have found that is going to ensure that you can become a success. And before I get to that, I just wanted to share a little story with you about what's been happening with me lately and kind of what actually sparked this topic for today. So I have been doing quite a bit of airline travel lately. I've been flying, I live in Florida, but I've been flying out to California a couple times earlier this year for a couple different conferences. But since July, I've actually made several trips out to Arizona to help out my sister. She's undergoing cancer treatment. Now, the good news is that treatment is working, thank goodness. So that's the good thing. But, you know, it does get a little stressful having to, you know, kind of pull up roots and, you know, leave my family and then go out to see her. But I want to do it because she lives alone and she needs me. She's my big sister and I need to take care of her. But anyway, getting back to what I'm dealing with is, I've been on the airplane a lot. I've been flying Southwest Airlines a lot. I recommend them, by the way. They're great because they're so good about flexibility when I have to change flights. So I'm on the plane. And you know how when you do fly, you have to listen to the safety announcements. So they go through and they talk about how to buckle your seatbelt and then they talk about the life raft and all that good stuff. But it's the last part of their safety message that kind of struck with me lately, and I thought that it really related well to us as business owners. And that's the part of this safety message where they talk about when the cabin pressure might drop suddenly and those little oxygen masks drop down from the ceiling. Praise God, I've never been on a flight where this has happened. I'm so glad. But, you know, I know what to do because what they tell you to do is that you need to make sure that you put your mask on first. And then if you are traveling with a small child or someone else who needs help, then you, after you get your mask on, then you can put you help them with their oxygen mask. And I love how actually that the flight attendants at Southwest, I've been on flights where there's been lots of, you know, little kids and they go through and they actually specifically, you know, normally they're just standing in the middle of the aisle, but they will actually physically walk over to parents and just say, and just remind them again, or whoever's traveling with the small child and remind, you know, tell them, put on your mask first and then you put it on your child's mask. Okay. Just want to make sure you heard that, right? And so they're asking, you know, questioning these people, making sure they do that, which I think is great. I think that's really smart of them to be able to do that. Okay. How does this relate to business, you are wondering? Well, I take that as the fact that as a small business owner, and especially if you are a solopreneur where you're just getting started and you are trying to handle everything on your own. Well, here's the thing. You need to take care of yourself first before you can take care of your business. So that means taking care of your health. That means eating right. That means getting plenty of rest, exercising, maybe some meditation if you do that, or at least some kind of practice that helps you to relieve some stress, because being in business can be very stressful. So that's what I take that to mean, is that you need to be able to take care of yourself, because let's face it, if you don't take care of yourself, especially if you are a solopreneur, then you aren't going to be able to, if you get sick, who's going to take care of your clients? Who is going to provide the services or the products for them? If you don't have any kind of other support in place, or whether that is a virtual assistant or other staff or some kind of automatic, you know, computerized plan for product fulfillment, something. If you go down, you've got to have some systems in place to be able to help everybody else and to be able to take care of your clients. So it's very important for you to be able to take care of yourself, make sure that you're making time for yourself, for your family, and take a break once in a while. You know, go out. I love running. I never thought I would love running, but I actually do. I mean, I'm training for a half marathon right now, and I get really energized when I can go out in the morning and go for my run and, you know, listen to some music. And it just puts me in a great frame of mind so that then I can come back and I can work and I can take care of my clients and you know, write copy or work on marketing strategy, whatever I'm doing. So I encourage you to heed that airline safety message and take care of yourself first, because then that's going to be the best way that you are going to be able to grow a healthy business once you make sure that you are healthy. And I tell you, like I said, I think part of this is really hitting home for me right now because, you know, I've realized how if you don't have your health, you're up a tree. It's really bad because, you know, my sister is actually she's a massage therapist, and she cannot work right now because she's dealing with this illness. So that's why I say, if you don't take care of yourself and you don't take care of yourself, then your business is going to suffer as a result. So that's my message for today. If you, you know, next time around, I'll be back probably talking again about Facebook or email marketing or something. But if you got some value out of this podcast today, I encourage you to subscribe to Right, Sell, Succeed. We're on iTunes. We're on Stitcher Radio. And if you have any comments for me, I would love to be able to connect with you on social media. You can hit me up on Twitter at Gloria Rand and use the hashtag Right, Sell, Succeed, because then I will know that you are one of the awesome podcast listeners out there. So until next time, I am Gloria Rand, wishing all of you much peace, love, and prosperity.
Thanks for listening to the Right Sell Succeed podcast. Want more information? Visit GloriaRand.com. And don't forget to follow Gloria on Twitter at Gloria Rand. Let Gloria know you're listening. Use the hashtag Right Sell Succeed.